2024 December Semi-Annual Training. Week 18. Day 1. Morning Nourishment. 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 12:9. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly therefore I will rather boast in my weaknesses that the power of Christ might tabernacle over me. The all-inclusive type of Christ is the good land. Christ as the grace of God is the very good land for us to enter into, to enjoy, to experience, to partake of, and to possess. In 1 Corinthians Paul likened the Corinthians to the children of Israel. They had left Egypt by experiencing Christ as the Passover, and they were wandering in the wilderness, experiencing Christ as the heavenly manna and as the spiritual rock that flowed out the living water. But there is no reference in 1 Corinthians to the good land of Canaan. The record of entering into the good land is in 2 Corinthians. Although the term the good land is not used in this book, spiritually speaking, we can see the good land in 2 Corinthians. The good land in this book is Christ Himself as the very embodiment of the process triune God given to us as the divine grace for our enjoyment. In this book Christ is the grace. According to the proper sequence in 2 Corinthians 13:14, the love of God should be first. Here the grace of the Lord is mentioned first because 2 Corinthians is on the grace of Christ. The grace of the Lord is the central thought, the subject, of this book. In 12:9 the Lord told Paul that His grace was sufficient for him. Today's reading. In 2 Corinthians 13:14 we see that with the divine Trinity are the source, the course, and the flow. The source, the fountain, of this circulation is the love of the Father. The course, the outflow, is the very grace expressed and conveyed to us by Christ. The grace of Christ comes out of the source of the love of the Father. The flow is the Holy Spirit as the fellowship, the communication, the transmission, the circulation, of the grace of Christ with the love of the Father. We have two circulations within us. One circulation is the circulation of blood within our physical body, and the other circulation is the circulation of the divine Trinity in our spirit. Without either of these circulations we would die either physically or spiritually. 2 Corinthians 13:14 gives us a detailed description of this inner, spiritual circulation. This circulation is the supply in our Christian life and church life. This is similar to saying that the current of electricity is the supply of power to an entire city. A number of years ago, the current of electricity to the city of New York was cut off for a period of time. When that happened, the entire life of the city stopped. This is a very good illustration. We must see that the entire church life depends upon 2 Corinthians 13:14. It depends upon the love of the Father, the grace of the Son, and the fellowship of the Spirit to flow as a current within our spirit. Many times while I am speaking in the ministry of the Word, I have the inner sensation that the divine current is going on. If the current within me stops, I have nothing to speak. If we miss the Spirit in our speaking is empty. Furthermore, if the current within us is cut off while we are listening to the ministry of the Word, our listening is empty. We need to speak in the flow and listen in the flow. The flow is the transmission of the Holy Spirit, and this transmission is the fellowship that conveys the grace of Christ the Son as the outflow of the love of the triune God. The current of the divine Trinity within us as revealed in 2 Corinthians 13:14 is our spiritual pulse. This is the end of today's morning revival.